The Washoe County School District introduced its two-way immersion program a decade ago. It's an opportunity for students to learn a secondary language and gain respect for another culture. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano uncovers the challenges the district has had implementing this complex program.
¿Qué es lo que hay más? ¿Niños con dos nombres o niños con un nombre? ¿Kainoa?
Dos nombres.
Con dos nombres, mirad. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Contad conmigo.
In a second grade immersion class at Donner Springs Elementary, they're counting in Espanol during an activity to differentiate who in the class has two last names, something commonly seen in Spanish-speaking countries. Washoe has three elementary schools with dual language programs, Jesse Beck, Donner Springs, and Mount Rose. The goal is for students to be biliterate and bilingual by the end of the program. Edith Ga is an English language development facilitator who oversees the program.
So we teach the language through the content. So our dual language teachers have a huge responsibility because they actually have an extra subject. So like all teachers, they have to teach math standards, science, social studies, and English language art, but also are fulfilling all the other requirements, passing state tests.
Here's how it works. At Beck and Donner, the students are learning in Spanish 50% of the time, and at Mount Rose, it's 80%. A former superintendent introduced the program almost a decade ago. At the time, principals of Beck, Donner, and Mount Rose volunteered to host it. The district chose to teach Spanish, which makes sense given that 40% of the students enrolled in K-12 in Washoe are Latino. In order to find enough qualified Spanish teachers, the district has gone as far as Spain to recruit. But 3 years into the program, leaders at the time reached out to national experts for help. Ga explains why.
Because we saw many things that needed more support because the programs were really put in place without understanding what is a dual language program, how is it different from monolingual classrooms.
Cheryl Euro was one of those experts who stepped in to help. She was a dual language teacher for many years in Chicago and is the manager and co-founder of the Center for Teaching for Biliteracy. Ideally, Euro says the goal is to place 50% of heritage speakers or English language learners with 50% of monolingual English speakers.
If the goal of your program is to serve ELLs who are historically underserved in the U.S. school system, then you need to enroll them in the program. And one thing is to be really strategic on where you put it, right, and to sort of put the dual language programs in schools that have higher populations of ELLs.
At Beck and Donner, the majority of students are white, while Donner has close to 50% Latino enrollment. As of April, Mount Rose has the highest enrollment of all three immersion programs, with 169 students, but only 14% are ELL. At Beck, that number is 24%, and at Donner, it's 34%. Students who are heritage speakers, or ELL, can enroll at any grade level and receive a variance. But Goss says the real challenge is transportation.
There's no money for busing at this point. The pressure has to probably come more from the community. It has to be brought to the politician. It has to be brought to the school district. A lot of people know it is beneficial. That's why I have, for example, this big push at Mount Rose. You look at the kids in there, a lot of them are from district members, teachers, people who understand the importance, the benefit of dual language.
On the issue of busing, here's what Washoe Superintendent Tracy Davis had to say.
So here's what's interesting around that. When you talk about busing those kids out, there's actually research that shows the opposite. You bus them away from their neighborhood schools, then they don't make friends, and then we drop them back somewhere else.
Kim Patowski is a professor of Hispanic linguistics at the University of Illinois Chicago.
Be careful to not let the white family interests trump the interests and needs of our English language learning Latino children. These programs were, most of them, created for the empowerment and to close the academic achievement gaps and the English language learning issues of our EL children. It's very important to keep that in mind as we create and implement these programs.
The disparity among these schools remains stark, Mount Rose, which offers the immersion program from kindergarten to eighth grade, has the lowest percentage of ELL students. Donner, however, has the highest percentage of ELL students in both its school and its immersion program, but right now it's struggling to find qualified teachers. That means next school year there will no longer be a kindergarten or a second grade immersion class, and sixth grade is still pending, but leadership there says it isn't looking too good. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.